Are there any interesting historical places worth visiting in your country? Absolutely. China boasts a rich tapestry of historical sites that are must-visit destinations. The Great Wall, a marvel of ancient engineering, stretches across our land, telling tales of centuries past. The Terracotta Army in Xi'an stands as a testament to the artistry of our ancestors. Forbidden City in Beijing, a palace complex of imperial significance, is steeped in history. Suzhou's classical gardens showcase our appreciation for nature. These sites provide a glimpse into China's diverse heritage, offering a profound connection to our past. Exploring them is like stepping back in time, an enriching experience that every visitor to China should embrace. What are the reasons why people are interested in watching historical films? Historical films hold a special place in our hearts because they transport us to different eras, allowing us to relive the past. They educate and inspire, shedding light on our ancestors' struggles and achievements. These films offer a window into our cultural heritage and national pride, fostering a sense of identity. Moreover, historical movies often feature captivating stories of bravery, love, and intrigue, making history more accessible and relatable. They ignite our curiosity about the past and encourage us to reflect on how it shapes our present. Ultimately, historical films bridge the gap between generations, preserving our heritage for future ones. Do children spend too much time studying history? Yes, in my opinion, children spend too much time studying history. While history is undoubtedly important for understanding our roots and learning from the past, an excessive focus on it can be counterproductive. Modern education should strike a balance between history and other subjects that prepare children for the challenges of today's world. Rather than rote memorization of facts and dates, teaching critical thinking, problem solving, and practical skills is vital. History should be a valuable part of the curriculum, but not at the expense of neglecting crucial contemporary knowledge that can help children thrive in the present and future. What is the value of museums as a way to study history? Museums are incredibly valuable for studying history. They offer a tangible connection to the past, allowing us to see, touch, and sometimes even smell artifacts from different eras. This hands-on experience makes history come alive in a way that textbooks cannot. Moreover, museums provide context, displaying historical objects in their cultural and social settings. They offer a visual narrative of our shared human story, fostering a deeper understanding of our heritage. Museums are like time capsules that transport us to different epochs, making history engaging, memorable, and accessible to people of all ages, preserving our cultural legacy for generations to come. Why is it important for people to remember personal events from the past? Remembering personal events from the past is crucial because they shape our identity and provide valuable lessons. These memories connect us to our roots, culture, and the people who influenced us. They serve as a compass, guiding our decisions and helping us avoid repeating past mistakes. Moreover, cherished memories offer comfort and joy during difficult times, acting as emotional anchors. They bond families and friends through shared experiences. Without our personal past, we'd lack a sense of self and a roadmap for the future. So it's essential to cherish and learn from our personal history to lead fulfilling and purposeful lives. Why do some people think it's wrong to let the past influence their decisions? Some people view the past as a hindrance to progress. They believe dwelling on history can lead to stagnation, inhibiting innovation and fresh perspectives. This viewpoint suggests that constantly looking back may prevent individuals and societies from adapting to changing circumstances. Moreover, some argue that clinging to the past can foster resentment and conflict, especially in the context of historical grievances. While it's essential to acknowledge the past, these individuals emphasize the importance of moving forward, unburdened by the weight of history, to chart new and more promising paths.